Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Ellie Ann, and today this is my third take of trying to make an intro for this episode. I don't know what's wrong with my brain. But anyway, this is on when you trip, don't give up, and a few of my favorite tips and encouragement on how to stay consistent that I have gotten from other people. I did like a couple questionnaires on different groups that I'm in, and I share my favorites, and then I will have the entire list on today's blog post, and we are actually talking about last week's blog post today. This week's all messed up, but consistency, when you trip, don't give up. Just keep going, keep moving forward. Consistency isn't about doing it perfect. It's about falling and getting back up again. It's about not giving up, and if you do, that's okay. Come back to it and start running again. Consistency isn't about choosing how you want to live your life. Consistency is about choosing how you want to live your life and where you want to be in the future, realizing all of your choices will add up and create what happens and who you will become. So I have been learning this about consistency, especially in the last few months with just all of the holiday stuff. And my sister got married, and then we ended up having a friend who was going through a hard time. She ended up passing away, and it was just this huge moment where I really got to learn what consistency looks like, because there were so many things that kept popping up and I didn't have time to train. I didn't have time to get a workout in, and with everything going on, it was stressing my body out to where it was really not a good idea to stress my body even more with a hard workout. So I was doing a lot of walking. I wasn't able to run as much. And it really was really starting to get to me, realizing how much fitness I was probably losing and knowing that I was going to have to work back up to that, and I was going to really have a hard time mentally trying to get back up to where I knew I was physically at that point. And I just knew that every week that went by that my workouts just didn't fit in, that it was going to make it harder to jump back in. And at one point, God started encouraging me to realize that some things are more important than your goals. Not some things, a lot of things. But when you have a goal that you want to run towards, that you really want to fulfill, a lot of times we fall back and we lose track. We jump off the wagon. There's so many different things that can distract us. We can end up getting depression. We can end up getting sick. We can end up being so discouraged that we want to give up. I guess that would sort of be depression. But there can be family issues that pop up. You can get an injury. There's so many things that can cause us to lose track and to lose fitness and to lose time. And a lot of times Satan will come at us and be like, you're losing it all. You're going to have to restart. You're going to have to start over completely. And just all of these different lies and fears that Satan will throw at us, when one of the greatest things about running is that if you have ran for I don't know how many years or whatever, but your body has muscle memory. And I have heard so many people say if you have ran in the past and you took some days off, or not days, you took some years off and then you try to get back into it, of course you're going to have to restart and you're going to have to start out slow. But your body's going to remember that and jump on a lot quicker than if you were starting over completely. You were starting completely. And so in these months that I was not just physically getting exhausted, I was getting mentally and spiritually drained because spiritually I wasn't able to refill as much as I was being drained. I wasn't able to spend as much time in prayer or in focusing on God because my mind was so consumed with the tasks at hand and everything that needed to get done. And at the same time, I was also thinking, when am I going to get my workout in? When am I going to be able to have time to work on my goals and all of these different things? And God finally was just like, hey, I need you to focus on me. When you have time to go running or when you have time to work on your goals, then work on them. But don't be spending all of your time all of your like mental time focusing on when you're going to be able to have time to do something. Just take the time when it comes and just keep going, keep working towards it, and just focus on the moment you're in. Don't let the future or distractions disturb you and cause you to not be able to enjoy the journey and enjoy the moment that you're in. This was a huge change for me, but it also, I'm still kind of working on it. Not kind of, but it's gotten better. But just realizing that what is the most important thing to me? And that has really helped me to stay consistent in things because the most important thing to me is my relationship with God. And I need to focus on Him. I need to spend time with Him and to stay spiritually filled. Otherwise, I will not be able to fill other people. I will not be able to serve other people. It'll be just like this half-hearted focus of let's just get it done so I can get on to the next thing. And so consistency is about just keeping going, just keeping working on it. Like if you were, it's funny. So like Noah's Ark, it took a year to build, I think. And if you think about all of the days and the hours that had to be put in, do you think that he was doing it nonstop consistently? Or do you think that maybe he had some fallbacks and he wasn't able to work on it one day and he was like, oh, I didn't get to work on it today or yesterday, I'll just skip it and stop doing it all together. But he was consistent and he kept going, and eventually he built the ark and God used it for what he intended it to be. But if you think about all of these people who you may admire, who have gotten to their finish line, have gotten to their goal, and now they're working on another goal. It's not that these people ever had trials. A lot of times Satan will be like, oh, you are so much different than everybody else. Everybody else seems to have it so put together and never have trials. And when they do, they fight through it and they just do it so nice and gentle. And I feel like I'm over here whining and crying and I have all this heartache and all of these trials. And there's like days that go by that I'm not able to focus on it. And Satan will just really start gnawing at you, gnawing away at your passion and your joy and your peace so that you will stop, so that you will not keep trying, not keep going. So in the last episode, I said a little bit about what consistency was. And if we can really grasp the reality that consistency is about keeping going. It's about realizing that each day is just separated with sleep. It's just an ongoing, the time, the clock never stops. It just keeps going and we just sleep for 8 hours or whatever in between each segment of time. It's the time keeps going. A lot of times we're like, oh no, I didn't finish my list today, or I didn't do this today. And we don't realize that, hey, the time is still going. We can do it tomorrow, or we can do it the next day. And that's not to say, you know, start being like slothful or start being a procrastinator or anything. You still need to use your time wisely and redeem the time. But it's realizing that if something doesn't get done today, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You can try again tomorrow, or try again in a couple days, or try again next week, depending on what it is. It's about just keeping going, getting out the door, just putting on your running shoes and just getting out the door to do it. This has been something that the guys in the running group have been really like passionate about, is I don't care how you feel. You put your shoes on and you get out the door and you do what you can. If it's only a mile, great. If it's 10 miles, great. If you get out the door and realize it's just not going to work today, then that's okay. Go back inside and take care of yourself and do other things. But they're very like, just go, just keep going. Don't stop when you fall, when you crash, when something happens, just the next day go out, just keep going. And so this, let me see if my computer's not completely dead yet, and I could share a couple of the things that people have said. So one of my favorites is to stay consistent, you have to track your progress constantly. Celebrate even the tiniest of successes, because that's the best way to keep yourself motivated. And let me see if I can find another one of my favorites. Here's one. Don't overschedule. Consistency takes commitment. For moms with 3 or more kids, it's best to let them know that consistency is rarely achieved. So just pick a couple things throughout the day to be constant with and be happy with it. The rest you gotta just learn to roll with. And another one is, or actually several people mentioned things about accountability partners and goals written in planners, and accountability is huge. So the same way you do anything, you have to move forward, and use multiple exclamation points when walking, running, driving, thinking, reading, praying, etc. You just keep moving forward. So that one was also a really good one. They were all really good. Some of them were my favorites. So I'll put the list. Let's see, I can't remember what day I decided to publish this episode. So I'm assuming that it'll say tips and encouragement from others on how to stay consistent. That'll be the blog post. And I'm pretty sure that's going live today. If not, it'll be the next week. But I'm pretty sure it should be live today. So I hope this was encouraging to you guys. And I really just pray that you are able to realize that consistency is just keeping moving forward. Just keep moving forward. Keep taking the next step. You can't run a marathon by taking one step and then laying down. You run a marathon by taking one step in front of the other, and you just keep going. You keep moving. Even when you fall, I don't remember what year this was, but I did a challenge called 5K Mayhem. And they had you run or walk a 5K every hour for 12 hours. And so it equaled out to be like 37 some miles by the end of the day. And there were some times when the hour clicked over and I had to start running or walking again for another 3 miles. It took one step in front of the other, literally. Like, I think the last one, I literally was just telling myself, just one more step, just take another step, just keep going. And I for the last couple, my family actually like walked with me, and I don't think I ran very much in the last few, but my family would walk with me, and we would just do laps back and forth, smaller, like a quarter mile or a half mile, just to keep my mind focused on just one more, just keep going, just keep moving forward. And I did finish, but it was not pleasant, but it was a very huge accomplishment and a huge test on my mind and how our mind is what keeps us going. And our thoughts, we can get in a rabbit hole so quickly. So, I pray this was a blessing to you guys. And oh, before I go, if you haven't heard yet, I did finish the Simplicity of Christianity ebook that I have been trying to get out to you guys. This is very exciting for me because it's only been, let's see, I started taking notes in June last year, but it feels like it's been like years. It has been such a huge battle in getting this written, and the training block was a lot of fun, but it was also very hard, very challenging. And I have learned a lot, and I finally got it to where you can download for free. There's no cost, but you can download the PDF file for the ebook on our website at bestillandrun.com/simple. And I'll have that in the description down below so you can easily go to it. But it's on changing our life from an I have to Christianity to I get to. Because a lot of times we complain about how, oh, I have to cook supper. I have to go to work today. I have to get my workout in. When in reality, we don't have to do anything. We are choosing to go to work. We're choosing to cook supper, and we're choosing to do our workouts, and we're doing it for a reason. And when we can then take that into our Christian life and realize you don't have to do anything for God. All you need to do is be in a relationship with Him, and then all of a sudden you have this fire and this excitement that you get to do things for God. You get to be in a relationship with Him. You get to do all of these things for God and to see Him work and to see Him just do amazing things through you. And the simplicity of Christianity is realizing that Christianity is not us, it's Christ in us. All we have to do is like rest in Him. We just have to pray and spend time with Him and let Him work through us. So He tells us what to do and we obey. And that sounds harsh, but you have no idea what you're missing if you have not completely surrendered your life to Christ. I know I didn't. I had no idea how much joy and how much fun it could be to just let God work through me, to just realize that tears actually become, sounds kind of bad, but I actually look forward to times when God stretches me out of my comfort zone, or when I start having a burden to pray for something, like those tears that come because of the heaviness or the pain, is actually, it becomes worth it because God comes to you in a special way than if you were trying to do it on your own. And just something about the presence of God being in that moment with you, and also like your passions. He wants to use your passions and your gifts and your talents to advance His kingdom. He doesn't just want you to shove them in a closet, but He wants you to surrender them to Him and let Him work through that. And guys, I could just go on and on. It has completely, like, I have been having so much fun just letting God work through me since I've surrendered to Him. And I feel like there is different levels of surrender. So I can't wait to see what the next level brings for when I surrender even more to God, because I feel like each new level is more and more exciting. So anyway, I will let you guys go, and I pray you have a blessed week, and I hope to see you next time.